Point Roberts resident Brian Calder is going right to the top seeking help with the labor shortage in the U.S. territory, just south of Sawa Sen. Calder fired off a letter this week to U.S. President Joe Biden and state legislators, asking for the federal government to restore a previous arrangement from more than a decade ago where Canadian workers were allowed to work part-time service sector jobs in Point Roberts without having to get a work permit. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also got a copy of the letter. "This program worked flawlessly for years, but was arbitrarily removed without cause, seriously impacting Point Roberts businesses," Calder said. He points out the closest area from which to draw U.S. workers is from Blaine, Wash, but that requires a 40 km commute and crossing of two borders, just one way. "This is not an economically viable option for prospective workers or for local businesses," he added. He said employees making $20 an hour can't find reasonable places to rent in Point Roberts because some suites have been converted to Airbnb. "And even though the effects from the pandemic continue to depress visitor numbers, they still need workers. We need right now, even with our reduced numbers, we could use 60 workers," he said. Allie Hayton, who runs Point Roberts International Marketplace, said she's had to reduce hours because of a worker shortage and could hire 15 employees. "Right now, we're closed 42 hours a week that we should be open," Hayton said. She's been working with elected officials to see if there's a way to get an exemption to the visa requirement. "It's just been a problem because since COVID started, all of the people that were eligible to work kind of went the other way," she said. At the point-to-point parcel service, manager, owner Beth Calder said she could hire at least two more people. During the pandemic, 8 staff were laid off. Now, only 4 or 5 staff work there. She's also had to reduce hours because of staff shortages. "Businesses are now competing for workers and raising their wages, which is causing some to fail, while many Canadians would like to work in Point Roberts given the exchange rate," she said. At the Bald Eagle Golf Club, maintenance supervisor Rick Hool could use between 8 to 12 people, everyone from grass cutters to irrigation and spray technicians and mechanics. There's no date for when the golf course will reopen. The effects of the pandemic continue to be felt in lower visitor numbers crossing the border. In his letter, Calder said that in April 2018, about 134,000 people crossed the border into Point Roberts. In April 2023, the number of crossings was about 72,000.